Global energy prices are soaring in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This is sparking a debate about what role U.S. energy supplies, including natural gas from Pennsylvania, should play in weaning Europe off of Russian oil and gas. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports.
While President Biden has said nothing is off the table when it comes to sanctions against Russia, he has, as of Thursday, avoided the energy sector. Europe currently relies on Russia for as much as 40% of its natural gas supply, and that has many people worried that Russia is weaponizing its energy by reducing the flow to Ukraine and in Europe. The Pennsylvania natural gas industry wants to step in.
We see, obviously, a need in Europe for more energy.
David Callahan is president of the Marcellus Shale Coalition, which represents gas producers in the Appalachian region.
We have the opportunity, we have the means to help supply them with additional supplies of natural gas from the United States.
Even before the current conflict, natural gas prices in Europe were at record highs, so U.S. gas production has also been on the rise.
We've seen the rig count tick up a little bit here regionally and nationally, so Yes, there is increased activity in response to those price signals and in response to the crisis as well.
The European natural gas market came into this winter in what Dustin Meyer, vice president of natural gas markets at the American Petroleum Institute, calls a bit of a perfect storm. Europe's own gas production was in decline over the last decade. Last year, it experienced a cold winter and then a hot summer and had little energy in reserve.
The European natural gas market, even before this conflict began, was already very, very tight. And so this conflict is really happening at the worst possible time for European gas markets.
As of Thursday, Russia was still sending gas through Ukraine and into Europe.
But there remains a tremendous amount of uncertainty. It's a reminder of just how vulnerable and exposed the European continent is to Russia and their dependency on natural gas specifically.
The effort to stabilize Europe's energy sources means additional export business for the U.S. natural gas industry. According to William Reinch, a senior advisor at the Washington-based Center for Strategic and International Studies, he ran the U.S. Export Control Program during the Clinton administration.
For gas producers, particularly in the eastern part of the United States, it's a fairly positive outlook long term.
That could be good news for Pennsylvania producers, but ramping up enough production to replace Russian sources and expanding U.S. export capabilities won't happen overnight.
This is not like next month. You know, this is something that's going to happen over a period of years.
Oil and gas groups, including the American Petroleum Institute and Pennsylvania's Marcellus Shale Coalition, are calling on state and federal leaders to get more approvals for long-term projects like pipelines and export terminals. New export capacity already in the works in Louisiana will give the U.S. the largest natural gas export capacity in the world. But environmentalists say it doesn't make sense to invest in large-scale infrastructure to support fossil fuels. Rob Altenberg is director of Penn Futures Energy Center.
They are contemplating, you know, hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars of investment in new infrastructure from pipelines to LNG export facilities, and all of this largely paid with taxpayer money. These are projects that will take years to complete and will likely never pay for themselves.
He points out that in the wake of the Russian aggression, Germany has accelerated plans to move toward 100% renewable energy. It now intends to be free of fossil fuel use in 13 years, at which time it will no longer be clamoring for natural gas.
Companies want to build infrastructure that will lock us into this fuel use for decades. And it's not by no means clear that there'll be the markets for decades to come to allow them to do that.
Altenberg says, given climate change, the only sustainable solution for the U.S. is to follow Europe's lead and rapidly transition to renewable energy generation. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.